And that little old dog is really a nice one. Hear the helicopter? These choppers fly over all hours of the day and night. I guess if you could, if you, my tapes had been any good, you'd been able to hear them on many, many tapes that I talked to you about. That choppers to you would be like Cindy barking in the background to me. I'm about a quarter of a mile from the military compound we call the Citadel, and the chopper strip or pad where the choppers land. There's a place up there big enough to hold a half a dozen choppers, and they come in and circle once or twice and sit down there. Sometimes they're right over the house as they go by. You can still hear them up there. I guess he's sitting on the pad now. The helicopter out here is really a workhorse, and we move around the country in them all the time. People coming and going, and it's a very nice way to move around. We don't have too much trouble with them. They once in a while run into each other, or once in a while a small spotter plane will run into them. I think they've only had one I've heard of go down since I've been here, and one of the motor conked out, and when these things fall, as they fall, that propeller begins to spin backward and it holds them up, and when they hit, they don't, there's not too much damage to them. They can hit fairly hard, but not too many people are damaged when they do hit, when the motor stops. If they don't dive in, they're all right. Anyway, the old chopper's a pretty good thing, and I enjoy riding in it very much. Well, I bought some more clothes for my little refugee gal, and I gave the Ba about $15, and I told her to buy that child some clothes, and she said that the clothes, I said buy her a couple of three pajamas that she can play in. And so she said that it cost too much. And I said, well, you ought to be able to buy some play clothes that wouldn't cost too much. So she said she'd make some. And she went up and bought some material. And I see she made a couple of suits, a couple of pair of pajamas for her, and it's colorful cloth. She looks quite nice. But the Ba has a daughter about the same age, and when she saw this refugee kid getting some clothes, she wanted some, and she began to cry till Ba bought her another pair of pajamas also. She's kind of a spoiled kid, but like Bob Burke says, you can hardly buy a gift for one child if you don't buy it for the other. It just isn't right. Well, the little refugee girl hasn't said much about going home lately. I don't know. I guess she's lost her homesickness. She seems to be enjoying herself quite a bit here now. There's been no attempt to send her to school. I guess she's too much of a country kid. She probably won't go to school. But I guess we'll get her home sometime. I keep thinking maybe I will. It's funny how the helicopters made me think of her, but that's the way she she came into my life was when I rode a helicopter from the hospital with her in it. I did, the other day in the office, there was a man came through with Mr. LaDame, and LaDame said he would village chief back in the area where this girl came from, and he was going to look at her to see if this he knew who she belonged to. It just so happened that the girl wasn't at home at the time they wanted to come over, so I said we'll go see her tomorrow, and that's been a week and we've never got the guy to see her yet. I think the Ba would probably miss her if she was sent home. Lou finished off that tape you sent, and he did a pretty good job. The one he sent me the next day, the one he taped me the next day was real good and full of information. Told me all about how much he was jobs, how many jobs he had to do, and how things were going, and about bringing Bobby over and working. I got another letter from you today. Wait till I get it here, just a minute. This one you sent me, you dated November 12, where you had that Paulson, says his votes were uncounted, and where you told me the house was really in a mess. What are you doing, having it painted again all over or all inside? Let's see, remember what it looked like about 3 years ago when I was in the hospital? Well, it looks the same now, but I'm sure it'll be, have it cleaned up before you get home. It all started with a new dishwasher, and then one thing led to another. If I don't run out of money, I'm sure you'll like it. I'm sure I will too, honey. If you're redecorating, I thought you'd do something real nice and pretty, and I'm very anxious to get home to see it. I started my Christmas shopping, and as I told you before, if Sears and Roebuck sent something in there, don't get too curious about it. Just stick it away, and I'll be home to open it for you. And you haven't written to Santa Claus yet. Tell him what you want for Christmas, besides little old me. And but I'll be home for Christmas. I'll be home for Christmas. Just you wait and see. La da 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 dee dee da da dee 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 dee. I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. La da dee 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 dee. If it's only in my dreams. There. I guess that will just let you know that old Carly will be home for Christmas. I should have a guitar out and strum you pretty songs, but you'll hear them from me. I ought to sing to you more, I think. I don't know what it sounds like. I'll have to play that back to see whether music is what my forte is. Well, not too bad. But I guess I won't be any competition for some of the boys make the living at it. just from a baby, I'll sing a few little ditties now and then, right? Not for general publication. Well, I'm really anxious to get home for Christmas, honey. I'm really anxious to get home. I'm just about up to here. In fact, I am up to here. I got a little bit of itch on my crotchin', some kind of heat rash again. So I'll have to tonight take my shower and give myself a good medical, some rub with some of this oil I got here that you sent out to me sometime in the past. Everything is really rosy today. I got up and went to work, and I don't know what happened. I woke up early about 5 o'clock, and I got up and I read, started with the Ecclesiastes, and I read a few chapters in Ecclesiastes, kind of a melancholy chapter of old King Solomon singing about vanity, vanity, all is vanity. And he's in a sad mood, but as I read on, I began to think about the positive approach of things, and then I said, well, it's all there in the mind. If I'm just going to be positive, well, I'll be that way, and that's the way it will be. So I went to work, and things started turning out like they should be, and by George, this morning, here comes a generator man out of Saigon, out of the blue, and he told me that there was two generators down in Saigon had been delivered to the air transport people waiting to be shipped to us. So that was real good news. And then I have a generator down here, a 50 kW, that I haven't been able to operate for 6 months because I haven't had the right part. And I couldn't get it from Da Nang for some reason or other. So this fella come through and he looked in his old spare parts kit, and by golly, he had a part, and tomorrow they're going to get that thing lit off, and that'll be a real godsend. And when I get these other two generators back, I'll be able to help out my people no end. So it looks like things might be shaping up in that generator end. I sure hope so, but the way things are in this country, nothing is permanent, and it won't be long before that the crazy generators will need repairing again. But maybe I'll learn enough by then to go to the right people to get the right parts. One of the odd things about this kind of business out here, I sent to Saigon a message asking them to send me a part for this machine that the fella's fixing today. And they sent me a message back and said, we cannot send you spare parts. Those machines usually have more wrong with them than just what you say, the spare part. You will have to send the machine, which is a 2-ton piece of motor and generator, you will have to send the generator to Saigon, and we'll send it back. So it's easier to ship 2 tons down 400 miles or more and get it repaired and ship it back by airplane than it is to send a spare part up here and have us put it in. Such is life in Vietnam. Actually, that's the best way it works, because when you get that spare parts out in the field, nobody knows what they're doing, and they ruin the machines. But I'll forget about these pretty soon when I get home. I'm glad you had a nice visit with Dad, and I'm glad you had a nice visit with Fritz and Ruby. my prayers are being answered because I'm continuously asking the good Lord to get me on the right track. And he started a long time ago when he gave me you, honey. So I'm going to see what I can do to make it, to show my appreciation for what he's done for me by the way that I try to do things for you. And I love you with all my heart. And I'm thinking now as I sit here how sweet it would be to have you, holding you in my arms and talking to you and listening to you as you laid your head on my chest. And that time is coming, and it's soon going to be 30 days, and it'll soon be less than that. So while this tape runs out, just say, keep in your mind that old Carl, he sure loves me, and he's coming home right away. And we'll have a real nice Christmas, as you say, and we'll see everybody. And I'm sure that things are going to be wonderful for us in the future because it's already destined to be. We've had such a nice operation of our marriage this far. Things can't fail to go right for you and I because we've had so much that's been given to us in the past. Anything in the future is gravy, actually. And it's just right that a good person like you should get everything good in the world. So good night, honey. Goodbye. I love you very much. Take good care of yourself. And the next time you send me a tape, finish it. Even if you have to shut it off and go someplace and think about something to say. If you can't think of it right then, that's not the end of the world. Shut it off and...